sure. What was that? What was that, Brian?
Just out of curiosity, how come the position, how come that suggested contractor was, you said it, in my area, you only use one contractor to...
So basically how it works is what they'll do is they're not going to take in anyone else from your area who has the same keywords or offer the same services that you do. Is this way you're not going to share the position or rotate? You'll always be an option for people at the moment that they search. So this way it's more beneficial to you. You get the most amount of calls, right?
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's good. I wanted to clarify that because I'm sure it's probably a question you have. So I have John jumping on now. He can also answer any more questions you have, kind of take you the rest of the way. Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Sahak.
Okay, great. Brian, John's going to take you the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for holding. Is this Brian?
Yes.
Hey, Brian. My name's John. I'm the director here. How did everything go with Sahak? Did he do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
For the most part, I believe so, yes.
Okay. Did you have any particular questions that popped up when you were speaking with him?
No, I guess skipping to the pricing would probably just be easy.
Okay. I'll shoot you straight on it. He's asking me for a price reduction. He said you already had your own website and you were doing pay-per-lead currently. Is that right?
No, sir. I am not. I do not need pay-per-leads anymore.
Good.
I generate enough leads on my own to not really necessarily need.
I like that. That's a good thing to hear. I mean, pay-per-lead services, in my opinion, they should all be just disintegrated into oblivion. They're kind of pointless to pay for some information that might turn into something, you know? No guarantee of anything.
I've never had callbacks from any of the customers from those when I ever did pay for leads for Home Advisor.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I've Home Advisor, Angie's List, I've heard all kinds of crazy ones where they buy leads from Google and then they resell them to like five people at a time. It's like, obviously, only one of you is going to get the job. What are you charging the other four guys for? But the Google listing, you know, with the discounts applied, I can get you listed on the first page for 15 different keyword terms or phrases at $199 on a month-to-month basis. And that'll cover a... Correct. And that'll cover a 50-mile radius around your address.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. So you're not buying into any kind of long-term contract. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. And there is a tracking system. So we'll be able to show you every single lead or job opportunity that we've brought to the table for you. But again, it's not a pay-per-lead system. We're just listing you on Google as the top recommended option for each individual service.
Now, are you a contracted company to
Google?
From Google?
Yes. We're a premier Google partner. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. We're located in Orange County, California, right across the street from them. I go over there every day. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. They give us free lunch over there. And a free gym pad. So, yeah, I go over there on lunch, and then I go an hour after work, and then I head home to the family.
I got you. So $199 for a month?
Correct. And it's on a month-to-month basis, right? So you're not buying it to anything. You got to be willingly coming back each month. So at the end of each month, we evaluate it with you. We'll sit down and we'll go over everything about what's been brought to the table. If there's some services, maybe you want to switch it out. Hey, last month I did this. This month I'd rather go this route, or I didn't like dealing with those kind of people, or I didn't like dealing with that kind of area. We make sure we customize it and fine-tune it so it fits your company's needs and what you're planning on getting from that placement.
Yeah, explain to me how exactly that works, because it almost sounds like the pay-per-lead without the pay-per-lead, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, basically, the pay-per-lead guys would do this type of marketing in order to get the leads. The problem that people have with them is that they take the lead and they sell it to five of you at once. So they don't let the customers call you directly off of Google as a live call. They don't want that. They want the customer to fill out the form on HomeAdvisor or to call HomeAdvisor so that way they can dispatch the information for a lead fee. We don't do that. We're not putting you on our site, putting ourselves on Google, then selling you the leads that we're getting off of Google. We're actually listing you directly on Google as your own business. So if somebody just looks up Handyman, they could see BK Handyman Service, and that number goes straight to you as a live call. So if they're on like an iPhone or Android or tablet, which 85% of searches are done on today, is a mobile device like that, all they got to do is click on your name, and it's calling you directly. You're getting a live call from somebody who was just in your area looking for a service that you offer.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a time only? I remember him calling me before, and I was talking, and it had been a few months.
Right.
But with you all only premiering one company with my keywords in my area, how often does that get filled?
It's been a couple months. Yeah, it really just depends on the business owners. You know, like if I start working with you and everything's going great, then there's no reason for us to not continue to work together. But, you know, if you go out there and you start getting one-star review or, you know, you're getting in disputes, bad things happen, you know, between you and customers, well, then we're not going to continue to promote that business to the community as a top recommended option. So even though it's something you're paying for, you know, you still got to kind of earn it by continuing to deliver quality work, you know, if you want to stay at the top. So if we have one of those guys, you know, get removed or maybe they relocate out of the service area, then we'll have one of these spots open up and we revisit the conversation with who Google considers a qualified company.
I got you. Well, the last time that I had a conversation with Google consideration business, my business being considered for on Google, was the fact that my website, I was told that my website was very generic and that Google kept kicking it out as a...
Yeah, poor quality score. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, so that can definitely happen. If you're doing Google Ads, with this is a Google Places placement, so it's a little bit different. Let me pull up your site now. Well, it says your site's can't be reached. BKHandymanService.tn.com.
Oh, I paid one domain name and then they sent me another paperwork for the same damn domain name with a different company.
Well, there's ways around it. So that my two solutions are this. Okay, the website is just an added feature. Right? It's not the moneymaker in all of this. The moneymaker is the actual placement itself. You could be on the first page as a handyman with no site and still get phone calls and make money every day, right? But
you gave me a good idea. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you gave me a good idea. I'm paying $175 for this website, and now obviously it's not even showing up. I haven't looked at it in about a week or two, but obviously it's not showing up now. So there's an issue with the domain name.
Right.
So instead of continuing, it would be different if my business had things to purchase on that website or if I was offering a product, but I only offer a service.
Right.
And there's the only way that a website would help me is the fact that if people could see my schedule already, kind of block to where they don't see my personal stuff, but see my schedule on my business schedule and what's available so that they can go ahead and put sales on my schedule.
Right.
That would be ideal. But I really don't have, other than that, there's no really point in having a website. So if I canceled my website with Stay Listed and, they're not really doing a whole lot other than the fact that they helped me get the last company took, they asked me for that code when Google says Google your business and it comes to your house.
Yep. And your PIN verification.
They did that. Yeah, they did that. They asked me for it. They said, don't type it in yet. Let us type it in. And they typed it in and they pretty much took over
your Google business profile.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get access to that. That'll be the first thing that we do as a Google partner is we'll regain access to your Google business profile. We're going to need that in order to do the optimization. And then there'll be a client interview either later today, most likely tomorrow, actually, at a set time. But we can call them up and we can do a phone verification so you don't have to go through that whole mailing process over again. You know, we can explain to them that situation. So it's really a quick call. I mean, we do that all the time. I mean, we're kind of intertwined with them. Like I can message them and they'll hop on a call with us. So we have a queue where they're with us all day long from start to finish. And then we also have a 24/7 customer service department on our own. So getting a hold of Google is not difficult for us. It's generally difficult, though, for a consumer like yourself if you're just trying to contact Google. You know, us, they know it's business-related or it has to do with one of the partners or, you know, so they jump on that. Yeah.
Well,
so
with that being said, and, this, you know, you kind of gave me this idea, I would rather save the money, cancel the website,
mm-hmm.
and do something of what you're talking about. Because mm-hmm. I'm already paying $175 monthly already, but I need to go ahead and cancel that before I execute this one.
Well,
if you can give me tomorrow, I should be able to have it done by tomorrow.
Well, we can't put the positions on a hold. You know, the only time I could put you up there is when we got one of these spots open. And we do have that. But my solution to you is this, okay? Instead of just putting yourself up there without a site, at $199, I'll offer, if you're willing to come on board with us today, I know you're saying you want to wait until you cancel the site, but we got to have a spot open, and I'm looking to fill it. If you come on board with us today at $199, I'll include the site as a sweetener at no additional charge to you. Even if we have to get a whole new domain, I get those domains for pennies on the dollar from Google. So I can get that for you. And then, again, no additional charge. We'll build the site. I'll have a contact us profile developed on that site so it'll be compatible with your scheduling. If you have like a Google Calendar or just a Gmail account, we could set that up so that way they can schedule themselves for appointments. I'll also include the tracking. Mm-hmm. I'll also include the tracking system feature for you as well. No additional charge. The tracking system kind of acts as a catch where you have your own dashboard you can log into. If you're missing calls, you can get that information back, call those people back, so that way you're not missing any of your leads or opportunities there, and it'll help differentiate your personal calls from your business calls.
Okay.
How does that sound? If I could do that, still $199 out the door, month to month, no long-term contract or anything like that.
So you're saying that this position will be filled by tomorrow?
Yeah, well, what happens usually is Google will send the list of the companies that qualify downstairs to my representatives, kind of like Sahak, the guy that you were speaking with before. So they're just down there calling out until it fills, basically. Like, they'll wait until I get off the phone. If we don't go through, they start calling again until we fill it. That's basically their role. Let's get it filled, and then we have a whole separate customer service department, and I would be your account lead, but there's going to be other people who will help with the fulfillment. So I'm not actually the one that's going to be building the site. The person that goes to your client interview tomorrow will actually be the one building your site, but I have a final say on everything as far as setting up your pricing structures and what kind of features and things that you do and don't get, if that makes sense.
Yes, I think it's kind of familiar with the stay listed company where they have a representative that works with you that you're assigned.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'll be walking you through it, making sure it's working.
The last issue I had also with a representative was getting my material on the website to not let it look generic.
Right.
I don't know why it was an issue, but it was an issue.
Yeah, we have a very simple process with that. It's just we send over an email. I could text it to you. And it's just, you know, photos@localsplash.com. You send in what you like, your logo, your photos. We'll already have all your email, your number on file when it comes through, so we'll know it's you. And then, you know, we'll go ahead and develop them and have them listed on the .com. pretty easy process. You just send over what you have. If you don't have stuff that you feel is adequate, then we could use generic ones until you develop new ones with the clients that we're bringing in. But usually we prefer to have ones that actually come from that business owner, especially if you got like a vehicle or something where you're pulling up to the front of somebody's property with it. This makes it look more professional. Or if you have something on like a t-shirt, you'd want that on the site so that way they're able to identify you.
Well, I've had a lot of different ones. Like when I got on this grant and did a generic print. Went to another company, a local company, to try to get a better logo made, and it was during the COVID time, but where they just kind of everybody was sick, they were about to drown. But I have one that's been made. But I don't know if I have the exact file
for the logo
PDF, like the PDF or the type of image it is. I know some companies ask for three different types or at least two. Because of application.
Yeah, you just want it to look as clear as possible. It's also, one that might be clear on a computer might not be as clear on a iPhone or an Android type device. So they like to have those options so that way when it's automatically shaping, because they know, or the AI knows, what kind of device they're searching on, and it'll automatically give them the one that's best suited for the device they're on, so that way it looks as clean and up-to-date as possible. But if you send in what you have, then we'll be able to go in there and make sure it's matching up. If there's a problem, obviously they'll let you know if there's a problem, but there's a lot of ways that we could change the resolution and change it from JPEG to a PDF file if we have to. It's very simple. And these guys, they all go to school with it. It takes them a matter of seconds,
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we'd have to do this transaction today, you said?
Yeah, in order to secure the listing, I would have to conduct the transaction. Obviously, create your profile first, just verify basic information, conduct the transaction, and then schedule your client interview for tomorrow.
Okay. Can you send me an email of verification of your company before I give you any kind of payment information over the phone?
Absolutely. What's your email address?
BRYANK52710@gmail.com.
Okay. Give me just one moment, okay?
All right. I'm going to walk out to the truck and get my wallet, and then I'll come check it from just a
okay. Second. Sounds good to me.
Nowhere.
Okay, and I just sent it off. It's going to be titled Generate More Business.
Okay.
No worries. Thank you.
John, will you be able to send me an email receipt at the end of this?
Yeah. Yeah, all of our clients get email receipt, outline of the agreement in writing, and you got to sign off on it.
Okay, but it's signing off on it is just for the agreement of the payment, not for
it's not your, exactly. It's just so you have everything documented and then also for write-off because it's considered a business expense. So you'll get the invoice receipt and just an outline in exchange of service for everything we're doing for the price.
Okay. And you said it has to be renewed every month. Is that an automatic renewal?
Yeah, we do set it up to automatically process. So if I started you up today on the 3rd, it would be set to process on the 3rd day of each month at $199.
Okay.
And then it says in the agreement, fully cancelable at any time, no cancellation fees or penalties. If you are going to discontinue, we ask that you let us know before the next billing's due. Not that you will, but just full disclosure.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Well, before I gather any kind of payment from you, let me just verify some basic information here. It does show that they've sent you a PIN verification in the past to a 300 Bull Run Road. Is that still accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to have them do a phone verification during a client interview. What's a good time to do a client interview tomorrow?
Probably about 11.
11 o'clock, okay.
Hey,
okay. Let me get you scheduled here. Give me one moment. And did you get that first email that I sent through? Because I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment.
Yeah, I got the email.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send another one just as a reminder to you so that way you have it there.
Just out of curiosity, not canceling the other company that's in charge of my Google, my business listing right now, is that going to cause conflict?
It wouldn't. We'll be able to get access to it through Google, but at the same time, you wouldn't want to keep paying them because once we gain access to it, they will not be able to do anything longer, any longer. So it'll kick them out of it. You can only have one exterior host other than yourself inside of that Google business profile. So they will lose access to it, meaning their services will basically become redundant or useless.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's not a conflict for us, but it's a conflict for them maybe.
Right.
Yeah. But if you're already planning on moving forward and not using them going into 2023, then it's no big deal. You know, you just want to make sure that you stop that billing. You don't want them continuing to charge you if they're being kicked off of it and not actually able to help your business in any way.
Right.
Okay. So just making sure of that. I did send you the calendar invitation to the appointment. You should receive that notification here in just a second. And then while we're waiting for that to come through, what's your last name, Brian?
Keith, K-E-I-T-H.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of BK Handyman Service? I mean, I figured it's got your initials on it, but just got to verify.
Right.
Okay. And then the phone number that we're currently on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Pretty much the same as they are on the Google listing now.
Okay, I'll leave them the same. So no change in that. And then are you able to accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I usually accept cash, check. No, I don't usually process a card.
Okay, cash, check, no card. All right, perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to send you the email address now to the for the photos and the company logo, that you have. Like I said, send us what you have. If the logo needs help, we got graphic designers in-house. If you need help with the photos, they could also help you with the photos, making sure those are up to par, or getting some temporary ones until we get new ones.
Is that a free service, or is that
yes.
an additional?
No. I'm including that for you, okay? That's a gift from me to you just to start everything off on the right foot. I figure if I can... Yeah. I mean, if we're looking to earn your business long-term at the end of the day. You sound like a lot better guy than we were working with before, so I don't think you'll have any problems with reviews. So I think we'll be okay. We won't have to part ways anytime soon. So I'm looking forward to working with you here. But I'm going to send you my direct number and extension as well. Like I said, I'm your account lead. There is an account management team that's going to help me with the fulfillment of your account, but if you want something done quickly, you know, I'm your guy. Just pick up the phone, give me a call. I'll be the one that's easiest for you to get in contact with, or if you want something done quickly, okay?
And that's the John Hill, Director of Sales, Local Splash.
Correct.
877, extension 444, or 544.
Yes, 544. That'll call me directly. If you don't punch that in, you'll still get a rep, like a customer service rep. They're available 24 hours a day to you. I'm only here from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay.
So I'm here kind of late for the most part. I think I should always be here during your hours, but... maybe not all that early in the morning, but there's still always somebody to help you. Okay?
I got you.
All right, perfect. And then as long as you got the notification for client interview, which looks like you have, it looks like you accepted it already, then we can go ahead and secure the first month's payment. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199, Brian, how did you want to do that?
Visa card.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and add the business name in here. And is the billing address the same as the street address that you were PIN verified at, the 300 Bull Run Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4427.
4427.
4100.
4100.
0496.
0496.
3508.
3508. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
1125.
Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
Yeah, 023.
023. Okay. And as an added form of protection for you, because of the discounts that I applied and including the website at no additional cost, I got to walk you through a brief voice verification just as an added form of protection. And we're going to send this to you in writing. Okay. Now, as I'm walking you through this, Brian, if I say something that you don't understand or you don't agree with it, you just stop me. Just say, hey, John, what is that? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business. Okay?
All right.
All right, so you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
BK Handyman.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Brian Keith, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, as long as there's a text included.
Yeah, it says 24 to 48 hours. You will get a notification when you get calls off the first page, as well as if you miss the calls, I've included the account dashboard and tracking system, so you can actually go in and recover that information.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, it's more so they're kind of saying 24 to 48 hours in order to respond to us. If you miss your clients, that's on you. But if you miss our phone calls, that could be crucial to maybe your account is on hold, or we need to verify something with you before we move forward with publishing it. So it's more so a concern for us, just making sure that there's an open line of communication or that you're going to get back to us within a reasonable time if we do contact you and leave a message.
Understood, but the response that I was giving you was directed towards your company and not Google listing.
Oh, I got you.
You look like an out-of-state phone call. You know what I mean?
I got telemarketing. Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
On a daily basis.
Yeah, that's for me and you, but obviously it's on a recorded line, too, for my reps. So, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll send you a text before I give you a call. And then if it don't get you to answer, yeah, I don't have any shame in blowing you up either. I mean, it's business related. It's not like I'm just talking,
right,
trying to have fun with you. You know, we're trying to make money. All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. And it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Now it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 3rd of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for our pro package bundle, meaning that I've included a .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. Okay, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $199. That will never go up nor change. It says you may discount. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I said excellent. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, no problem. No problem. I'm going through it kind of quick, too, but feel free to interject if you have any questions. It says here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you let us know at least 3 days before the next billing is due. So basically let us know by the first of the month if you are going to discontinue. That way we could stop your billing cycle. I don't think you will, but we do have to state that just as full disclosure. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, which I'm about to process, I'm going to hang on the line with you here. You're going to get an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll be sent to you in a text as well as email form. While we're waiting for that to come through, I can verify a security question. A security question is just if you're not sure who's contacting you and you want to verify that it's actually us or a rep of my company, security question will come into play, and vice versa. If somebody calls in pretending to be you, we're not sure if it's you or they're actually affiliated with you, we're going to want them to verify the security question. So it could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Gotcha. Probably first pet.
Okay, we'll go first pet's name. And what was your first pet's name, Brian?
Millie.
Okay, M-I-L-L-I?
M-I-L-L-I, like.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
$1 million.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. All right, save, perfect. Okay, and I'm going to hang on the line with you here. I'm going to make sure you get your receipt. That's a write-off for you, so get the money back that way. And I
as long as it shows up on this account, it'll be great. And all my bookkeeper on
business
account. See.
Yeah, I love that. I tell everybody sometimes I get guys that are really young and they just haven't had a business long enough to know better. But I tell everybody, you get a business account as soon as possible. That's essential.
Yeah, it's one of the first things I did, and it's probably one of the best decisions I made.
Oh, yeah. I have two companies outside of this, and I put everything on the business accounts. I mean, my gas going to and from the day job. If it wasn't for me already doing this years beforehand, before I started the companies, I would have left them already. But my father and my father-in-law are both kind of dependent on those companies, and that's what supports my lady's side of the family and my side of the family outside of my personal expenses for my wife.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So I have a painting company that's hosted by my father-in-law. My lady's Latina, so he's a Latino guy. doesn't really speak that great English, but he could paint anything, the highest quality.
Right.
Yeah. We're in a really wealthy area in California, in Newport Beach, in Orange County.
Yeah. My buddy is from Ventura County, I believe.
Yeah. Beautiful there, too.
He tells me a lot about it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah, if you ever get a chance, it's right on the water, Ventura County. I actually, my father has property in Ventura County in Carpinteria. So it's really small. Yeah, really, really small town. Basically, his whole backyard is covered by hills and cliffs and wildlife. There's no cities back there. And, you know, there's only ocean in front of him and cliffs behind him. His house is kind of sandwiched in between, but he had a rock slide there about 10 years back. He almost lost the whole house.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah.
Hey, you wouldn't even think about something like that. That's crazy.
Yeah, in California, too. So it's like you get the rain. The rain doesn't come that often, but when it does come down, it's really bad. And then you get the earthquake weather right after it, kind of shake it all up. So loosens it and then shakes it. It was scary. Yeah. He had a back house back there, and that thing got pretty much smushed, disappeared, had to be rebuilt. And, so he was just kind of living in the front house with some tarps covering the back end of it for a while. Yeah, but he had a good insurance on it, so, you know, almost all of it was taken care of, so it wasn't a big deal. They're kind of prone to it. Everybody out there in Santa Barbara County is usually pretty well off, and they're aware of those things can happen. So, you know, it's nice. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah, he's doing good. He doesn't really have to work. He's just one of those guys where he feels that if he stops working, he won't do too well. And then I got a sister who's got a bunch of kids, and he just kind of goes and does the work, basically, and gives it to them. So when I say it's supporting that half of the family, it's really just him working to stay healthy and then taking care of my older sister and her kids, really.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry, I'm reading through your thing as well. I got the text, and I'm sitting reading through it right now.
Yeah, no worries. Let me know if you have any questions about any of it. I set your campaign up a little bit differently than most of them, but that's just to make it more cost efficient.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I figure, you know, the kind of work that you do and the area, $199 is a more reasonable pricing structure than what they're asking for. They're asking for $399, so you're about half of what it normally costs. But the way I see it is if they're able to offset it at $399 and you come in at $199, then I shouldn't have a problem seeing you come back each month, you know. So.
True, very true.
Yeah, and like I said, we really are invested in long term. Even though it's month to month and you could cancel any time, our goal is to work with you until you close your doors. Especially when we got a good person, we go above and beyond to try to make sure that everything works out for you. So if you run into hardships, things like that, you know, talk to us. We're human. You know, we try to make sure we work and stick with our guys rather than go out and find a new guy. You know, that's really what it's all about, is finding a good contractor. Because when you put a guy up there and he says he's this and that, and this is what happened just recently, you know, and then he goes out there and starts cussing at people on their property and getting into arguments.
A lot of it has to do with the customers that you pick, too.
Yeah.
There's just as much crappy contractors, and there's just as many crappy customers. And, you know, if you give you an example, and I don't mean this to be, you know, demean anybody that lives in a mobile home, but if you put yourself out there that you work on mobile homes, then you limit yourself already because they're limited on their income because based on the house that they bought. They're more likely to spend their money on other stuff because they've already initially dipped out on their house.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I don't even accept those customers. I've had people refer me, and then they call me, and they go, hey, I've got a mobile home. And I go, I don't work on them.
perfect.
And that's the end of the conversation.
I'm happy you're telling me this, you know, because obviously I'm going to take note of it. And then during the client interview, that's something they're going to want to address too. We want to make sure that we're not listing you for any of those kind of keywords or services. And we want to make sure those kind of things aren't on the site. So that way that confusion is just eliminated from the jump. You shouldn't have to be telling people that, you know, it should just already be a known thing. That way you don't end up on the phone with them. So we'll get it taken care of there. But I definitely understand what you're saying. You know, I'm the same way as I tell people all the time, you know, this isn't a service that's designed for a dying business or somebody who, you know, doesn't actually have a company and wants us to build the company for them. You know, we want a guy that knows what he's doing. We're coming in here adding a consistent flow of opportunity that he can cherry pick from and supplement on, but also kind of establish yourself within the community. You know, you're putting yourself up there to where people are going to see that every time they look up your name. So imagine over the next month, over the next 6 months, over the next year, you know, then you just become cemented into people's mind when they're constantly seeing you. And that's really what it's about. We're not looking for the guy that's trying to get a quick buck or has a pipe dream and wants to see if he can make it. You know, that's not what this is about. This is, you know, this is about somebody who's planning on doing this in the long haul. They're already committed to it, you know, and that's what we want to cement. So you having 3 years.
I'm definitely committed. It's been a learning process. I have tried to go as slow as I can to learn as much as I can before I get really. I mean, like I said, I had one employee that worked with me, and it was my brother, and we worked really well together. But I just eventually couldn't afford him. He wanted raises and wanted to do better for himself. And, you know, I can't blame him for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, but, that's totally understandable. You know, I've had that happen on my father-in-law's side at the painting business, and he's going, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I want this, and I want that. And I'm going, well, look, you either got to shave off one of these guys that you've been known for the last 6 years that you've been working with, you know, because I let him do all the hiring because he's got to talk to him every day and be around him every day.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like, this is, you know, what we could do to make it work, because I'm already at the point where I'm not really getting much out of it other than the fact that, you know, it's my son's grandpa.
right.
You know, it's just got my name on it. That's all, you know. So I've already kind of made it that way, and I showed him that, and I'm like, look, you know, most of it's just expenses, and I have to put a lot of time into it, making sure things don't fall apart and insurance is up to date, and, you know, so it's just, yeah, so it was a rough conversation, but, you know, it was one of those ones where if you just sit down and you break it down, put the dollars in front of them, you know, be really transparent, you're not hiding anything, then it's like, okay, you know, I don't know if he thought all of a sudden I was sitting on a bunch of money coming in on the back end, but I'm like, it's going all right back into you guys and the company, you know?
The only
other way to open up income was to fire somebody. If you want to do that, then you do that. I'm not going to go out there and lay somebody off, and then you're going to have to start working instead of sitting back and watching. And he was like, oh, no, okay, I like what I'm doing. I said, yeah, I thought so. You're 63 years old. So you should be happy. I mean, it's about as close to retirement as you can get. You got to oversee some stuff, make sure guys don't mess up. We don't got to go back over everything twice, but, you know.
Right.
Yeah. My dad's got a lot better attitude.
I clicked that confirm signature, and as soon as I click it, it takes me to local Splash username and password.
Yeah, so that's the account dashboard that I was telling you about that kind of captures the information. Don't worry about that right now. What I want you to focus on is just being available between 11 and 12 tomorrow for that client interview. And then at the end of that client interview, they're going to send you that login information and a 7-minute YouTube video that'll show you how to use it, that tracking system. And it's pretty simple, very user-friendly. They do have an app version that you can download to your phone. But, again, you know, I have older guys that I work with, too, that aren't as computer savvy, like my dad and my father-in-law. And if you just want to call me up and, you know, I can explain it or I'll get you logged into it, I'm still here, and there's still 24/7 customer service. So that's why I say don't worry about it. we'll right now it's just blank. Until we have you up there and start generating calls, you're not really going to see much once you log into it anyway. So you're not missing anything.
Okay. But with the setting up of the website, I'll be able to do the calendar as well as updated information on, say,
right, so there's going to be
vacations or...
Oh, yeah. So that's already built into your email that you have now. If you go into your Gmail and they have a Google Calendar, you can go in there and just click on it and put vacation, and then you can put the time frame from here to here, and it'll actually block that out on their schedule when they go into the Contact Us profile on your site. They'll be able to see that you're not there at that time. So
you said I can do that now already?
Yeah, yeah, you could block it out because your Contact Us profile is going to navigate them to your Google Calendar. So if you have like a smartphone and there's a little calendar tab on your smartphone, you'll see that today's date on there will probably be big 3 on your smartphone. And you click on that and then it'll open up all these tabs and there's like a little plus sign that you could just add. And you could put vacation and then from this day to this day and hit submit and it'll block it out on that calendar. So they're going to see your Gmail calendar for scheduling. And that's what the Contact Us profile will navigate them to. So they'll know if you're not available, they can't actually schedule a call at that time.
Okay.
Sounds complicated, Brian, but it's very simple. What I want you to do is take it step by step. Okay, we'll walk you through everything, make sure that you understand it. And like I said, if you got to call in too, do that. You know what I mean? We're not going to be upset with you calling in because you're going on vacation. We'll go in there. Yeah, we'll go in there and block those out for you too. It's no big deal. So you'll have access
okay.
to it.
Well,
on
as
your
long
own.
As it's easy enough to do it like you were just describing to me, because I kind of went through what you were talking. And I mean, that's pretty much the same thing I do anyways on my calendar to put my stuff in. So if it reflects or mirrors.
So it lets them see that. Yeah, that's exactly what it hyperlinks them to. So if they click on it, they could fill out what they're looking for, and then they hit submit, and it'll take them right to that calendar, and they could drop it in for a call back or however they want to do it at that time. But I hear you on that. I'm overdue for a vacation. I didn't go on a single vacation last year, and my wife was really upset. And so I'm actually going on vacation 3 weeks from today. I'm leaving on January 24th, and I'm going to Hawaii. So I'm looking forward. Yeah. So I got a nice 2 weeks of vacation there. So just as a heads up, the first couple weeks I'll get you up and running, and then I'll be gone for 2 weeks, and then before the next billing rolls around, I'll be here again. So we can catch up and see how things were going, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process. So obviously I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow between 11 and 12 for that client interview, okay?
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to spend the rest of the evening composing an email for Stay Listed and go ahead and send that tonight so I don't forget.
Yes, yeah, no unnecessary spending. I always tell people keep your overhead as low as possible. So you don't need the site now. We'll take care of the site, and you can go ahead and save yourself that $170-something dollars.
That's excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help today. It was John, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're very welcome. Yes, sir. And I'm looking forward to working with you. Absolutely. You have a great evening. And then, like I said, I'll talk to you tomorrow. If anything changes prior to then, you got my number, so you know how to give me a call and get a hold of me, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. And have a good evening.
Absolutely. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.